This is, I mean, these stands are 85% red right now. Like, all the cheering you hear is Nebraska fans. Again, I always have to come down here and partake.
Thank you for attending tonight's game with the final score, Nebraska 28 and Illinois 6.
It is a...
tickets for all home games by calling 1-866-ALINI.
It is so loud.
Or by visiting fightingalinai.com.
Just get the Club Memorial Stadium already. It is... What? Do we do that after losses? Do we do that after losses? I don't remember doing that after losses. So, I'm not sure exactly what to say. Like, this is really, it's going to be a struggle for me because I'm not going to say what you want me to say. Okay, I'll just say it. Like, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but I'm 4-for-4 on game predictions. Like, ridiculously so. Like, I had 27-10 tonight. I was a few points off last week. I'm 4-0 against the spread. Like, so I do the stream of consciousness, and I just go with the gut, right? I don't look at stats. I don't look at, this one. I just like, okay, here's my feeling. And I picked us to lose to Ball State. So I guess I was wrong there, but we didn't cover, and we should have lost to Ball State. You know, I don't know what to do. So my Twitter just blows up, right? Like, people just, oh, my God, when is it? This is never going to work. And Crouch is never going to be the quarterback. You know, like, how do I respond to that when I just put out there what I believe is going to happen, and then it happens? Like, I don't mean this in, like, an arrogant, like, oh, I know this team really good. You know, no, that's not what I'm not saying any of that. Like, I'm saying, I sit down on the night before the game and I write out, here's what I think this game's going to be. And for 4 weeks, that's the game we've seen. It's not like, oh, aren't I great? No, it's just when I do that, how am I supposed to respond to all the anger? Like, I am seeing exactly what I expect. And I don't have a problem with that. It's the youngest team in the country. Young defenses are going to, you know, teams are going to strangle you this way. You know, we don't really have, if their quarterback isn't throwing picks, as I wrote last night, you know, we don't have the defense to stop that. They're not great. But, you know, Crouch isn't going to be, I don't think Crouch will be there for 6 weeks. I said fans are going to be angry and calling for everything. I'll stick through 6 weeks, second half of the season. I think we'll start to see improvement. You know, all I can do is predict where we're at and then see if that's in line with where we should be. And I thought we were really going to, after I watched this in camp, I thought we'd lose to Ball State. Because it was the worst camp I've seen. It's not meaning anything other than the upperclassmen aren't there and he's going to have to go with the freshmen, and freshmen are bad. So there's step one. I thought we'd lose to Ball State. I thought Western Kentucky wasn't as good. I thought we matched up really well. So I was pretty sure we could beat Western Kentucky, and, you know, I thought we'd definitely cover the spread, and we did. South Florida with a quarterback like that, first road game, we're always awful. I thought we'd look horrendous and blow up, and we did. And then tonight, I thought it would be Tanner Lee won't throw picks. The only reason Nebraska lost these other two games is he's thrown 9 picks. Like, if he hadn't, they would have come in here probably a ranked team. You know, they've done everything else pretty good. It's just, you know, he took them out of, you know, threw 2 pick sixes against Northern Illinois. You do that, and, you know, you turn a 17-point win into a loss or whatever, you know. So, you know, I just don't know. I don't know how to respond to people on Twitter. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have a lot of people reaching out, like, oh, my gosh, this isn't the answer. What am I supposed to do? Like, I tell you, like, I'm just like, all right, here's what I expect. I'm okay with that for now. There's a lot to learn. We got to grow. There's a lot for Crouch to grow. You know, this offensive line is so young. But, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, I sit. You know, it's kind of miserable, right? Like, it sucks to to come into this stadium and watch this. Like, I hate it. Like, it turns my stomach, and it's just like, how many more times do I have to do this, you know? But I don't really know how to respond to all of these tweets other than to say, this is what I've expected, and I'm okay with it. I said that in my season preview. I said, here's what I expect from this team. I'd like to see 3 wins. Might not get there. I said after the Western Kentucky win, I think we're going to lose 6 in a row. I think we lose the Rutgers at home. I still think that. Like, I haven't changed from any of this. I look at what it is. We play this. We're youngest team in the country. We play all this. It's going to look like this. The hope is that it all builds towards something. Lovey recruited a recruiting class. He's now put 19 of the 24 freshmen on the field, plus the JUCO guy. So he's played 20 players from his recruiting class, which is insane. But he looked at his whole roster and said, if I'm going to build this program, I have to play those guys immediately. They're our most talented players. And you're going to take your lumps from that, but that's what we're going to do. And that's what we're doing. So 28-6 isn't that bad. Like, you know, like, people are texting me. Like, I have friends texting me, like, oh, well, it's Crouch. Like, what does Crouch do when he's on the run? I don't know. Like, yes, a few really bad throws. But again, I said, I think we're going to see a lot of really bad throws until about game 7, and then he's going to settle in. So, I don't look. I was like, why are these bad throws? He's never going to make it. Well, I think he maybe will still. Like, I'm not ready to make any determinations yet. And maybe that's my frustration here. Is this just, you know, I get 50 tweets at me saying this. Oh, what about this? And how about this? And why is this is horrible. You know, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I said what I thought it would be, and I said I'm okay with that. So beyond that, I can't really. Like, maybe I should just not care and just, like, I don't know, just not look at my mentions. I don't know. Maybe I'm too sensitive of a guy and just like, oh, here, I'll answer your question. Oh, here, I will reach out to you. And maybe I should just be like, all right, I've put myself out there. I don't know what to do. But that's just my feeling. I am in this conundrum of this sucks. I hate watching other teams come into our house and blow us out. Kind of makes me miserable to watch it. It's just so hard. You know, nobody wants to watch your team lose. But end of the day, the first 4 games of the season have played out exactly like I thought. I don't really see us as being off track. I see it as, you know, the Western Kentucky win was nice. You know, that was maybe one most people thought we'd lose. I don't think we'll be favored in any other games, maybe over Rutgers at home, but they're significantly better than us. All of the, you know, like Matt Hinton on Twitter, like, ran some numbers before the season and thought Illinois would be the worst Power 5 program by, like, a significant amount. Just, you go by returning starters, you go by, you know, returning minutes, you go by talent, you go by, you know, experience. He puts all that into a formula and said Illinois is going to be really, really bad. And we've been maybe a little better than those predictions. But, you know, I don't know why we were only 5.5-point dogs to Nebraska. I thought we'd lose by at least a couple touchdowns, and that's where we're at. So I'm seeing my expectations. Gosh, how many times can I say that exact same thing? Like, this entire thing is me. How long is this for right now? 8 minutes and 56 seconds of, I'm going to say the same thing. This is what I expect. So, yeah, I just, you know, we're going to lose next week. Rutgers will be a big game. I think we're going to lose. I don't think we match up well. They've got a ton more experience than we do. They went out and they, you know, their rebuild, they kind of did the Iowa State basketball thing. Or even maybe you can call it the John Gross thing, that they went out and got fifth-year transfers. I think they got 6 of them, something like that, to play immediately. So instead of bringing in freshmen, they brought in fifth-year seniors to start the rebuild immediately. So I think they're ahead of us. I don't think that's a problem. I really like these freshmen and think they're going to be great as upperclassmen. But, you know, when you're 18 years old, you're bad at football. That's just, you know. Like, I read the other day a thing that USC had one starting true freshman on the offensive line, and then somebody got injured, and they thought they might have to go with a left tackle and a left guard who are both true freshmen. And it was on, I forget who it was. It was one of the recruiting guys I follow on I can't remember who it was. But people, there was this discussion on Twitter of, oh my God, how is USC going to survive this? Like, a true freshman at left tackle and a true freshman at left guard? Like, nobody does that. And I kind of, like, you know, like, sheepishly raised my hand. I'm like, we're doing it all year? That and eight other positions? Like, you know, it's just unheard of what we're doing. But I agree with it. If you look at this roster and you watch camp, and that's why I go to camp, and you watch the talent, I would do the same thing Lovey's doing. Take your lumps and go to the freshman immediately. Now, if I was Purdue and I was Jeff Rom, I mean, there's nobody on our offensive line that would start for Purdue's offensive line. He doesn't need to, like, do turnover. They've got some really good juniors, and, you know, that's kind of the team Daryl Hazel was building toward. They've got a lot of experience, and you know, I think, but, you know, that wouldn't be a turn to all the true freshmen immediately kind of thing. There's some stuff there to work with, so you work with it. But, like, for Lovey, I look at what I saw in camp, and I'm like, yeah, I'm with it. I'm down with all these freshmen. It's going to be a lump, but it's what I would do if I was him. I would go young, take a young team, what was going to be the youngest team in the country, and make it even younger. So, you know, on we go. So this is my big rant to say, I don't know how to respond to you, and I apologize for ignoring you on Twitter, because I'll often respond to a lot of those, but I really don't know what to say. Other than this September played out nearly exactly as I expected, and I'm pretty happy with it. I mean, it sounds stupid to say after I'm miserable here, and we're like, you know, going backwards and more sacks, and, you know, but big picture, I don't really know what else to say. I mean, I guess I should say this. Like, I would like for people to start taking issue if my predictions are too negative or too easy on Lovey or something. Like, if I'm looking at this and, like, you know, not many people really reached out when I predicted a 27-10 loss last night and said, oh, you're crazy, this is nuts, you know, this should be better than this at this point. It's just how I see this team. Like, so, it's frustrating for me because I want to be the nice guy, you know, like, I want to be like, hey, I responded to you, and I responded to you, and, okay, yes, you have a good point there, and let's talk about it, you know, like, I can't, like, I'm not in the same place, apparently, that everybody else is. I'm disappointed. It's going to be a long drive home. But we're about where I thought we'd be going into October.
Memorial Stadium is now closed. Please make your way to the nearest
exit. Oh, let's see if I get kicked
attention
out. No, I shouldn't.
Memorial Stadium is now closed.
I got my credential on, but I shouldn't.
Please make your way to the nearest exit. Thank you.
Okay. So, it's going to take a while, and, you know, this is 2006, but probably a lot younger. This is 1998, but a lot younger. It's maybe late 1997 is where we're at right now, and the hope is we get to 2001 and we get to 2007. I don't really know any other way to look at it than that, so... This is a really dumb from the stands, but goal liner.